This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the known unknowns of the president's threatened tariffs on Mexico is what they are going to mean for the prospects of the recently signed but not yet ratified replacement for the North American Free Trade Agreement. Of the many parts of this economy that the USMCA, as it's officially known, is going to affect, farming and agriculture is a biggie. So we have done what we do when we need an on-the-ground farming and agriculture source. We've called apple and a hops farmer, Patrick Smith, up in Washington State, whose biggest export market, oh, by the way, is Mexico. Hey, Patrick, it's Kai. How are you?
Good, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time. Sorry we keep calling you, trying to figure out what the hell's going on in this economy.
Oh, no, it's all right. Actually, when I woke up this morning and saw the news, I thought, you know what? Today kind of feels like a day that I'm going to hear from Kai. kind of half expected it.
There we go. All right. So look, we went back and checked. We had you on in January talking mostly about China tariffs, and you were not wild about things. This news today, though, with more tariffs coming on Mexico and what it might mean for the new NAFTA, the USMCA, given how much of your apple crop you send to Mexico, how you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, we had hope that things were beginning to turn around when the U.S. dropped the steel tariffs and Mexico responded by dropping their tariffs on U.S. apples and other goods. But, and that there was good progress toward ratification of USMCA. But this action seems to threaten final approval of that deal. And so now it kind of feels like here we go again. And I don't really understand the logic behind this new strategy.
Well, I'm not sure anybody outside the immigration community in the White House does, but let me ask you a slightly different question, and it goes like this. As we've talked about before, you cannot plan your apple crop, right? I mean, trees are going to grow apples, and they're going to be ready. And in fact, you know, we talked like a year ago, and apparently you're growing more apples than ever. So what do you do when trade policy, in essence, right, that's what this is, changes at the drop of a hat?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it really hard to plan and to make investments in the future. Exports of U.S. apples are down about 30% year over year after a number of years of solid growth. And so that just backs up a lot of the product into the U.S. market. And yeah, it throws a lot of uncertainty into the mix, and farming's already an uncertain business. And so adding uncertainty on top of it makes people pretty nervous.
Let me take a real quick turn to immigration because, you know, as we talked about when I was up there a couple of four years ago, you count on immigrant labor to do a lot of your harvesting. You do it the right way. You do the visas and all of that stuff. But it's got to be hitting you there, too.
Absolutely. I mean, this brings together trade and immigration policy, which to farmers in our region is probably the two most impactful policy arenas. And due in large part to exports being down, as I mentioned earlier, prices for our goods aren't keeping up with the significant increase in labor costs that we've incurred over the last few years to just attract and retain the farm workers that we do have. And a workable immigration policy that allows safe and legal labor to flow back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico is critical to our ability to grow abundant, safe, and healthy food for American consumers.
When is apple harvest? I should know this, talking to an apple farmer, but I don't. When's the harvest and then what happens?
Harvest will start usually right around the middle of August, and that'll run into November, typically up here in Washington. And so, yeah, I mean, what happens? Well, I mean, we're going to do our best with the labor that we have. Many growers are utilizing the H-2A visa program now, and including us. And so we're pretty confident that we have the labor that we need right now to harvest the crop this fall. But that program needs reform and needs to come in the form of a comprehensive immigration bill.
Patrick Smith, he and his family run Loftus Ranches up in Yakima, Washington, just because I got to get the plug in here every time. They grow hops, too. Good beer up there. I've had it. Patrick, thanks a lot.
That's right.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kai. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you soon.